Hi, this is Doug Gray of the Marshall Tucker Band. Always keep your eyes open for motorcycles. This message is brought to you by my buddies at Long Island Abate.
The following radio show is live, except for the announcement you're hearing right now.
Welcome back to Your Island Live with your host, Tom Shalero, on 103.9 LI News Radio.
And once again, welcome back as we're cruising along on the middle of the week show. Now, this segment of our program is being brought to you by the Civil Service Employees Association. They are New York's leading public service union. Folks working together to make a better New York for all of us. CSEA represents 265,000 workers in New York State. 48,000 of them can be found right here on Long Island. They are your bus drivers, groundskeepers, and clerical staff. They plow and pave your streets, clean your office buildings. They provide child care and care for the mentally and physically disabled. From Buffalo to Brookhaven, CSEA members work hard for all of us. They never quit serving our communities and fighting for working people. Nick Lamont, President. Let's go back 24 hours. Yesterday we had spirited discussions on, we were talking about people's rights. And, you know, it got centered and focused around individuals that play professional sports, make millions of dollars, and, you know, whether they have the right to protest or not stand. And we got some, you know, great discussion on that. I was very happy with the number of people that called on with really interest on we as Americans, what we can do in terms of freedom of expression, right to free speech, of course, a free press, uninhibited by censoring the press and so on. And no matter if you were on the right or the left, it doesn't matter. We safeguard these rights. Well, I got one for you, folks. I came across this yesterday, and I really want to know what our listening audience thinks about this. Now, it centers around, I'll give you, a little bit of a background. It has to do with a company called Masterpiece Cake Shop. Okay, they make wedding cakes. They make cakes. Versus, Colorado Civil Rights Commission. And in this case, the individual, and I'm going to just take a drink of water, And in this case, the owner of the bake shop, Jack Phillips, who has a great reputation over there in Denver, Colorado, for the most part, had a couple of customers. They came in, and they wanted a wedding cake. And this goes back to like 2012, 2013. And actually, no, I'm wrong. 2014, when they had walked in, and they wanted a wedding cake. Now, it turned out that this was a same-sex couple, and they were having a wedding. And the cake would have featured them as a same-sex couple. Well, the individual, Jack Phillips, for religious reasons, when he heard this, and he owns the Masterpiece Cake Shop, said, "Nah, I won't do this because it's against my religious beliefs to support you two individuals in terms of a gay marriage. I don't support same-sex marriages." And he said that. Well, the couple was a little taken back that they were being refused a service, so they went over to the Division of Human Rights, the Colorado State Division of Human Rights. And they told them the story that they felt their civil rights were being violated by the cake shop owner, Jack Phillips. Now, this is an amazing case. And the Colorado State Division of Human Rights said, yes, this man is in violation of the Colorado Civil Rights Commission of accommodations law, public law. Now, they're saying, Colorado officials are saying he broke the law by refusing to serve to customers based on race, sex, sexual orientation, and so on, religion, and he refused to serve them. And there was a case. So he was cited. He was charged. The cake shop owner, Masterpiece Cake Shop, Denver, Colorado. They make great brownies, okay? And they also make wedding cakes. Well, he was charged, so he got a lawyer. And, of course, the Colorado State Commission filed suit. And the lower courts essentially agreed with the Colorado Human Rights Commission that Jack Phillips was in violation of the law, notwithstanding his claim that he had religious freedom to not serve this couple. What a great case, you know, in terms of freedom of religion. He's claiming freedom of religion. I don't have to serve them. The state of Colorado says you do, and the lower courts said you do. That's where we're at right now. Well, lo and behold, which surprised me, this just occurred back in June, that the United States Supreme Court, you know, the nine folks that make the final decision, guess what, folks? They said they're going to hear the case. They're going to hear this case. It's called Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission. Lower courts have affirmed the Civil Rights Commission that Jack Phillips was in violation of the law, discrimination law, by not making them a wedding cake. Now, our number here is 631-451-1039. Interested to hear what you have to say, because we got a lot of calls yesterday on freedom of expression. But it wasn't a freedom of religion case. This is a freedom of religious freedom case. The right to have free religious views and the law that basically says that he cannot not sell to them. He must sell to them in violation of what he claims is his civil rights in terms of religious freedom. And at this point, he's lost all the way there. He's lost on his way to the courts. The lower courts have said, no, Jack, this is not about you and your religious beliefs. This is about civil rights and anti-discrimination. So this case now is going to be held, is going to be heard now. Well, actually, the arguments are starting now, right now in the fall, and probably a decision sometime in the spring. It's going to be a landmark case. Again, Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose. Here, I want to add this. Last week, which doesn't really happen, the Trump administration, they filed briefs in the case. They got involved as a friend of the court or whatever you wanted to say, that the president of the United States, the executive branch, the White House said that they, you ready for this? They support Jack Phillips. The White House, the Justice Department said, we support Jack Phillips. Just wanting you to know that, Supreme Court. And which means they went against the state of the United States. They went against Colorado. So this case is fascinating, particularly if you like constitutional law or if you like how we have to decide our rights and the interpretation of our rights and how it goes. Again, our number here is 631-451-1039. On opinions of Americans when it comes down to individual religious freedom, which can go head to head like a train wreck to discrimination, to bias, and so on. And then who's going to win? At some point, it would be ruled one way or another that somebody in and of himself could be violating somebody's rights, even though you're going against your personal beliefs. So personal beliefs, we have a right in this country for personal beliefs. No one argues that. But when do they come at loggerheads with the right of the people to be, in this case, not discriminated against? You know, somebody brought out yesterday, Congress shall make no law. When the Constitution put Congress shall make no law, it does apply to the states. In this case, the state of Colorado should make no law that discriminates. In this case, this individual saying, well, this law is an anti-discrimination law, which they have the right to do, which conforms to the Constitution, but it violates my rights, my individual rights to religious freedom. This is a great case. This is a great case, and see which way it's going to go out. Again, our number here is 631-451-1039. We're talking about the cake shop owner, Jack Phillips, who owns the Masterpiece Cake Shop in Lakewood, Colorado, and how he felt that he should not be compelled and did refuse service to the individuals involved, David Mullins and Charlie Craig. He refused service to them to actually bake them their wedding cake. And it's going to see, I mean, you know, when you think about it now, you may say, well, who's defending the Civil Rights Commission obviously has their own attorneys, but the American Civil Liberties Union is involved in it also. Now, you may say, well, why aren't they on the side of Jack Phillips as a civil liberty, that his individual rights are being violated? Well, because they sided with the Civil Rights Commission that the greater good will be served if Jack Phillips then was cited and for the most part punished for not for discriminating against these other two individuals. I don't know. If you ask me how this is going to go, I mean, I can go through the names of the United States Supreme Court justices to see how they would eventually decide a case like this, you know, based on their own political philosophies. I would think Neil Gorsuch, the newest member, would probably, although the Trump administration, all right, so let's put it this way. The Trump administration, which hired Neil Gorsuch, who would be a deciding vote, in something like this, has already come out in favor of the cake shop owner here. And, you know, again, you may think, well, does the White House, can they do this? Yeah, they can do that. Justice Palmer can say, we support, in this case, the cake shop owner, the baker, Jack Phillips, we support him, even though the state of Colorado are the ones that want to see this man punished for violating Colorado's anti-discrimination law. 631-451-1039. This, you know, brings us to where we were yesterday in terms of arguing the individual rights versus the right of a corporate owner to sanction NFL players if they don't stand, again, a violation of their what they believe their right to protest. Do they have a right to protest under, you know, certain circumstances? So that's, you know, again, this brings us also closer to a religious freedom law. I'll tell you this right now. When this Supreme Court decision is handed down, they would not have agreed to hear the case if they didn't feel it was going to have a landmark case. It wouldn't be a landmark. It's going to be a landmark case, similar to the marriage equality case that essentially struck down all laws in this country that said that you cannot discriminate on marriage licenses to same-sex couples, which, you know, brought us there. Let's take some calls. We got Gail over there in Bellport. Gail, what do you think? You're on the air.
Well, I think I was just thinking about that case, you know, remember with the birth control pills, where they didn't have to sell them because they didn't believe in them.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I remember that, yes.
Yeah, so this is like the opposite of that.
Well, what do you think? I mean, I can't guess how the Supreme Court's going to rule. There's 9 members of the court. I can't guess. I don't know. What do you think?
I can't either.
Right.
I don't know. I guess they should. I mean, it's the guy's store. He should have a right to make a cake or not, you know?
Well, he's saying for religious reasons, I cannot, to his customers, the two that came in, I cannot make you a cake because I don't believe in gay marriage.
Right.
But they're saying you're discriminating, and Colorado law specifically says you cannot discriminate based on sexual orientation.
All right, and I don't know if it was in Colorado, but what about the pharmacy that did not have to sell birth control pills because they didn't? It was against their belief.
Yeah, I do kind of remember that, but I don't think the Supreme Court agreed to hear that case. I could stand corrected on that.
I don't know. I don't know, but I know that they did refuse the birth control pills. So
right.
You know, I don't know.
Well, that's a parallel case. That's interesting. But right now, these guys are losing. The baker is losing all the way up to the court. That's why the court's going to hear it. He's losing. Colorado's winning, saying, you're in the wrong there, Mr. Jack Phillips Baker. You're in the wrong. So,
I don't know. That was just a thought I had.
No, it was a good thought. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. 631-451-1039. Hearing what the folks have to say about this case. You know, again, it goes down to right to the core of it. The individual versus the group. The groups have rights. Obviously, we have rights as American citizens, but sometimes that exists within a class. You know, you've heard of class action suits and so on. Let's say back in the 1950s, right after World War II, there were the Jim Crow laws and passing laws that essentially said that you could have two separate food counters, one for blacks, one for whites. And there were laws that said if a white was walking on a sidewalk in Birmingham, Alabama, the African-American would have to go off into the street. And these laws were passed, and then eventually these laws were challenged, and it wasn't the individual. They didn't take it upon the individual. Let's say a white person in Birmingham had the right to walk on the sidewalk without a black person being there. It was ruled that this was a suit where it discriminated severely against African-Americans living in the South. And, of course, the Supreme Court ruled and struck this down, saying it's a violation of constitutional rights of millions of Americans of color. And that's how we got rid of those archaic, ridiculous laws. And in this case here, the parallel being is that you have a law that says you can't discriminate against race, color, creed, you know, all that. And now they include sexual orientation. And now they're saying this one individual, we don't care about your individual religious freedom. We don't care about that. You and he's again, he's in private business, but your business is open to the public. Anybody could walk in the door and buy a cake. Anybody can. And these individuals came in and it's open to the public. And he essentially discriminated against them by not serving them. And that's where this case began. And he was charged. 631-451-1039. You know, again, parallel to what we were talking about yesterday, you know, in terms of, you know, individual rights. But this one has a different, I would think, spin on it. Because, again, it's an individual who owns a business, but he is open to the public. So I would think the arguments are on both sides. And the mere fact that the President of the United States, through his Justice Department, filed briefs in this case supporting in this case, Jack Phillips, the baker, I find absolutely fascinating that that the Supreme Court would actually rule in would actually get involved. Well, excuse me, the White House would get involved in a Supreme Court decision, and it's going to take a turn one way or the other. And if it does, let's play devil's advocate here. Supreme Court rules in favor of Jack Phillips, like the president wants them to do, then anti-discrimination laws in this country will be weakened. I would have to say that, because then an individual can say, I have religious beliefs, personal beliefs that I cannot serve persons of same-sex persons. I might even apply it to religions. What if a person said, I won't serve Muslims because I'm opposed to them because of what happened on 9/11 or terrorist actions? You know, this is could possibly have that implication, that an individual then could, for the most part, use personal beliefs in not performing the function. I think there was the Secretary of State or the county clerk that refused to give out licenses. But in that case, she was jailed, and Kim Davis, I think her name was. You remember that last year, and it became an issue in the presidential campaign. Her job was to issue marriage licenses after the Supreme Court decision said that all 50 states have to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. She said no because of religious beliefs. The difference with Kim Davis and Jack Phillips is that Jack Phillips did not take an oath of office like Kim Davis did. She took an oath of office to uphold, swear, and protect and the Constitution of the United States. And at that point, the Constitution then guaranteed individuals marriage equality. But because she was a public official who took an oath of office, she couldn't claim religious freedom that she was opposed to it. She couldn't do that because of the oath that she took. She could resign. She didn't. And as a result of her refusing and violation of her oath, she went to jail. I don't remember that. She went to jail. I mean, went to jail for refusing to issue a marriage license. 631-451-1039. Interesting what happened in that case. She could have resigned, but she didn't. And, of course, she got the support from many of the people that were running for president at the time on the Republican side, supported her cause and her belief in that, even though she took an oath of office. Just, you know, very interesting on how the folks thought about that at that time. But this one is different. This is a private store owner whose store is open to the public. And, you know, he wouldn't be able to discriminate on who he wanted to serve there or not. But at the same point, we have this. Let's take a couple of calls in a few minutes that we have left. We got Chris over there in Lindenhurst. Chris, you're on the air. What do you think?
I tell you, I'm a little torn with it.
I know, I am too. I am too.
It's amazing. I just, you know, food for thought. If it was a Muslim bakery, you know, what do we say about that? I mean, if someone wanted the KKK cake, if someone wanted a statue of George Washington, if someone wanted a statue of Robert E. Lee on the case, where does it end? I mean, yeah. You know, it's very hard to just say that I'm, you know, I guess case by case, but
yes.
I think he has a legitimate right to not do it.
Okay.
And myself, if it's his religion, if he feels that that's the way, he doesn't believe in sex marriage, I think the gentleman should be allowed not to.
Well, I'll tell you, when they hand down that decision in the spring, we'll be talking about it, because I'm fascinated by this case. I don't know what I'm with you, Chris. I don't know how it's. I don't know what they're going to say. We got 9 people in this country, the United States Supreme Court justices, and they'll have to decide.
I don't want to discriminate against someone and hurt someone. You know, if someone wants to, you know, be with the same sex, go ahead and do it. Just, you know, I don't care. Do what you want to do. Do it behind closed doors. Like, yeah,
but some people have strong beliefs. Sure. There's certain Christian religions that have strong beliefs against it. And
right. But the food for thought is where does it end?
Where does it end? You're good? You raise a good point. That's the scary part about it. We're going to go to another call. Chris, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. We got Will over there in Sound Beach. Will, give you about a minute. You're on the air.
Yeah, unless they've rewritten the Constitution, I don't think marriage is guaranteed to anybody.
Well, the Supreme Court did rule that same-sex couples have the same rights as heterosexual couples to obtain a marriage.
I don't want to belabor that too much. But what they should do is walk down the street to the next baker. Go buy the cake there.
Interesting.
Free market will decide whether this guy is right or wrong.
That's what his lawyer said. You should have been a lawyer.
I know.
His lawyer
and
said
somebody
that.
Somebody just needs, you know, if you opened up a bakery that says we do not, we welcome everybody. You put that guy out of business.
Mm. Yeah, it, you know? It's funny.
I can see both persons' argument, but you know something? There comes a point in time where you're just standing there, toe to toe, nose to nose, arguing.
Yes, and that's,
you know?
That's
life.
The point. Yeah.
Let's live.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, good point. But I'm fascinated to see how this case is going to turn out.
Oh, Will. Yeah, yeah. It's endlessly fast. The permutations of what's going to happen are just astronomical.
Yeah, they are. I'm glad you recognize that. Will, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
All right.
We're going to take a short break. I'm your host, Tom Shalero, talking about another constitutional issue. When we get back, we'll go to our Republican strategist and get some further ideas. I'm your host, Tom Shalero. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.